Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to COI Radio. Al-Qawlu al-Hasan yuthri al-mal wa yumni al-rizq wa yunshi'u fil-ajal wa yuhabbibu ila al-ahl wa yudkhilu al-jannah. Kind words cause one's wealth to increase, provision to multiply, life to be lengthened, and make one beloved to one's family and cause that person to enter paradise. This hadith is from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, and it's found in Wasail al-Shia. We have general instructions that we are supposed to speak kindly with everybody. We find this in Surah Baqarah and verse number 83. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak kindly to the people. But what we want to do is examine this hadith, particularly in how it relates to family and solving family problems. The last part of the hadith was like this. وَيُحَبِّبُ إِلَى الْأَهْلِ وَيُدْخِلُ الْجَنَّةِ, that these kind words, al-qawlu al-hasan, this causes one to be beloved to one's family, يُحَبِّبُ إِلَى الْأَهْلِ وَيُدْخِلُ الْجَنَّةِ, and causes one to enter paradise. What happens is that having conversation or speaking to one's wife, the idea of the husband speaking to the wife, is one of the most basic emotional needs of a woman. This need is different between men and women, and men don't want to trivialize this need because they don't feel it or need it in the same way. A man wants to take care of this need, the need of his wife to talk to him consistently. There are many hadith which talk about the great reward of making another believer happy. But in particular about sitting down with the family, which is kind of related to what we're talking about, there's a tradition which says, جُلُوسُ الْمَرْ عِنْدَ عِيَالِهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ اتِّكَافٍ فِي مَشْجِدِ هَذَا, that the Prophet says, a man sitting with his family is more beloved by Allah, the Most High, than doing itikaf in my masjid. So the idea is that this is a need and this needs to be addressed consistently. There are some traditions which suggest that the Prophet did this on a daily basis after the morning prayers. Scholars advise us now that we should set a time for this daily. It doesn't have to be in the morning. We can set it aside in a time in the evening where we go and we sit with our family and spend some time talking with our wives. So what we want to remember is that we're not supposed to practice silence in the house. Sometimes brothers have heard hadith about being silent and not speaking and not speaking excessively and these things. Sometimes by mistake, we try and practice this in the home. That's a mistake. Inside the home, no. Laugh, joke, smile, relax, talk. Outside the house, when it's not necessary, you can avoid speaking unnecessarily, then that's good for us to practice that. There are some skills which are required for us to be a good listener. The first one is this, that we have to realize that actually this is a need. It's not a waste of time. Many times men do this in the beginning of a relationship because they want to get to know the woman and what she likes and dislikes. They're trying to know her. So in this way, they ask her a lot of questions. They are eager to spend time talking to her, listening to her. But then later on, once they feel they have known her, they was like, well, what's the point now? Why would I, subconsciously, they may say, why is the point? Why should I be spending a lot of time talking to her? Whereas actually one of the things that made the relationship sweet in the beginning was the idea that he would sit down with her and he would talk with her and explain. What's difficult for women sometimes is to explain that they like conversation for the sake of conversation. They sometimes can't just say, or they don't find it easy to say, I just enjoy talking to someone. But a successful couple will be the one that continues to do those things that brought them together in the first place, the things that made them close in the first place. So the first thing was to realize that this is a need. We should be doing this. Secondly, we want to be there physically and look at them. It's recorded in books of Akhlaq that the Prophet of Allah would turn and face people who were speaking to him. So we don't want to be checking our email or watching sports during this time. At this time, we want to make sure that our wife feels that she is very important. She's important to us. Thirdly, we want to give her our undivided attention. Mentally, we want to be there. We don't want our minds to wander. We want to realize we're doing something very important. Imam Khomeini, they said, would always listen as if he was hearing the matter for the first time. He would be listening intently, paying full attention, and this is something that we can practice doing when we speak. The Prophet of Allah, they also mentioned that when he spoke, he would smile. إِذَا حَدَّثَ بِحَدِيثٍ تَبَسَّمَ فِي حَدِيثِهِ. When he spoke, he would smile. So when we're sitting, paying full attention, listening to the wife, and then smiling at the same time. Another thing that we want to do that can be helpful is that sometimes, normally when men ask questions or they bring up an issue, they're looking for a solution. They speak and they communicate in order to get solutions from one another. A woman might sit down with her husband at the end of the day. She starts explaining what her day was like. She starts to complain or say some different problems. A man might think that she's looking for solutions, whereas in many cases, she's not really looking for solutions. She's just sharing emotionally. She wants to talk. So we want to practice doing that and not giving a lot of solutions at the time. Their minds are more process-based and not solution-based. We have other traditions where Imam Ridha would advise us against interrupting others while they were speaking. So we want to have some communication that lets her know that we're listening to us. So, I'm listening. Wow, okay. These kind of things, which lets her know where she's getting verbal attention, but not necessarily interrupting or offering a lot of solutions, just sitting and lecturing. The last one is that we want to practice listening more than speaking. Sometimes in the beginning, to get our wife used to this, if we've been neglecting her for a while, we have to actually start talking about our own problems in order for her to feel comfortable talking about her issues and her problems. But what happens is sometimes we start to get into giving long lectures, right? So we don't want to do that. We want to sit, listen, and talk to her, and we're not really going to be talking so much, rather trying to encourage her to talk and listen. And the last one is that, or the last part of that part, is that this is private time away from the children, and it's part of that undivided attention that one spouse will give to the other. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverse.